You're listening to GRayRecords.com, your place for music plus more. You enjoy.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into something pretty interesting, the crossover between music and tech.
Yes, specifically how you can use Microsoft Copilot in Edge as a tool for music marketing, which sounds maybe a bit unexpected.
It does, but we've looked into it, and our goal here is to show how AI, like this, is actually becoming quite helpful for musicians, for their teams. Really, anyone trying to get music heard online.
Absolutely, because nowadays, that digital presence, it's not just nice to have, it's everything. It's your stage.
Right.
And what's cool is seeing how AI, you know, Copilot included, can help with some of the, let's call it grunt work. Getting your music out there, creating content, figuring out who's listening.
Like having an extra hand without needing a huge marketing team.
Exactly that. Amplifying your reach.
Okay, so let's get into the specifics. Our sources highlight some really practical uses. Social media, for instance. Everyone knows it's vital, but gosh, it can eat up so much time.
Oh, totally. I mean, think about just coming up with captions for a new song release across Instagram, TikTok, Facebook.
Ugh, yeah.
Well, the info suggests Copilot can actually draft those for you. Even suggest, like, trending hashtags to get more eyes on your posts.
And it tailors them.
Apparently, yeah. You can feed it a bit about the song's vibe, maybe the lyrics. And it brainstorms different angles, different ways to grab attention that might work for, say, Instagram versus maybe Twitter.
That's pretty smart. And it goes beyond just the daily posts too, right? I think the research mentioned ad copy.
It did, yeah. Drafting ad copy for Instagram ads, Facebook, YouTube.
That could be a huge help, especially for artists doing their own promotion, maybe on a tighter budget.
A potential game changer, really. Because writing good ad copy, stuff that actually makes someone click, that's a skill.
It really is.
So Copilot can give you like a starting block, different options for wording, different hooks you can then take and polish, make your own. It's about making those ad spends work harder, you know, connecting with the right people.
Huh, okay, makes sense. What about longer stuff? Not just quick posts, but maybe like blog articles.
Yeah, the sources touched on that too. Helping draft blog posts or articles. Maybe you want to share the story behind the music, the inspiration.
Connect a bit deeper with fans.
Exactly. And sometimes, just starting is the hard part, right? That blank page staring back at you.
Definitely.
So Copilot could generate, say, a basic outline, maybe some opening paragraphs. Then the artist comes in, adds their voice, their specific stories. It gets the ball rolling.
Like a brainstorming partner?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
But one that helps ensure the final piece still sounds authentic, still sounds like you.
Gotcha. Okay, so that's content creation. What about just being found online? Your website, search engines, SEO stuff.
Right, search engine optimization. Seems Copilot can be surprisingly handy there too.
How so?
Well, what the research points to is its ability to help write things like meta descriptions and page titles, those little snippets you see in Google search results.
Ah, okay.
Copilot can help craft those using relevant keywords, making it easier for people searching for your kind of music to actually find your website. It's about visibility.
And other website content too, like artist bios.
Yeah, generating compelling artist bios, drafting FAQs, you know, the frequently asked questions section, even helping put together professional press releases to send out to media.
Wow, okay. That covers a lot of those back-end tasks.
It really does. Tasks that are important but can feel, well, kind of overwhelming sometimes, freeing up time for the music itself.
Which is the whole point. Okay, let's shift a bit. We've talked about putting content out, but what about understanding who's actually receiving it? Audience research.
Big topic. And yes, Copilot can play a role here too. The research highlights how it can basically perform targeted web searches for you.
To find what?
Things like the latest streaming trends, maybe what music genres are bubbling up that might fit your style, even identifying potential influencers or other artists you might collaborate with.
Huh. So it's like having a little AI scout keeping an eye on the digital world for you.
Kind of, yeah. Getting that up-to-date market intelligence, which is super valuable for making smart decisions about your music, your promotion, where to put your energy.
And I think the source material also mentioned looking at competitors, seeing what other similar artists are doing.
It did. Analyzing their marketing strategies, how they engage fans, maybe even their release patterns.
Why would you do that?
Well, you can learn a lot. See what seems to be working for artists connecting with the audience you want to reach. Copilot can help gather and sort of summarize that info much faster than trying to track it all manually.
Gives you ideas, refines your own approach. Okay. Now, another huge part of being an artist is that direct fan connection. Can Copilot help with, say, email marketing?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Maintaining that direct line is key. Copilot can help draft personalized email newsletters.
For announcing new songs or tour dates.
Exactly. New releases, shows, maybe special merch drops. And what's pretty neat is it can also suggest effective call to action phrases.
What do you mean by that?
Those little prompts that encourage people to actually do something like, listen now, get tickets here, join the fan club. It helps make your emails more effective.
Okay. And I think I read it can even help with responding to fan messages.
Yeah, suggesting potential responses to common questions or comments you might get online.
That could save a ton of time if you're trying to be really engaged.
It could. It helps maintain that responsiveness, freeing you up maybe for the more personal, in-depth interactions. It's about managing the volume sometimes.
Makes sense. Now, music isn't just audio, it's visual too. Album art, music videos, Copilot's mainly text, right? So how does it help there?
Good question. It's not creating the visuals, obviously, but the research suggests it can assist.
How?
By helping you describe ideas. Like, you have a concept for an image, it can help you articulate that description. It could suggest themes for album artwork based on your music's vibe, or even help structure a storyboard for a music video outlining the sequence of shots or scenes.
Ah, so it's providing a starting point, a framework.
Exactly. A foundation you can then take to collaborate more effectively with graphic designers or video directors, helping translate the sound into visual ideas.
Interesting. Okay, so Copilot offers quite a range of assistance, but our sources also stress looking beyond just AI tools for audience research, right? Why is that broader view still so important?
Oh, absolutely crucial. AI like Copilot is fantastic for efficiency and spotting trends, but for a really deep, granular understanding of your specific audience, you need dedicated analytics.
Like what kind of analytics?
Well, demographic analysis, for starters. Using the tools built into platforms like Spotify for Artists or YouTube Analytics, they tell you concrete things: age, gender, location of your listeners. Who are they, really?
Right, the actual data. And then there's this concept of social listening. What's that about?
It's basically tuning into the online conversation, using tools, maybe like Google Trends or Brandwatch, to see what people are saying about your music, about similar artists, about your genre in general, what topics are hot, what's the sentiment.
Kind of like digital eavesdropping, but for market research.
Exactly. And you also need to look closely at engagement metrics.
Likes, shares, comments.
Yep. Likes, shares, comments, how long people watch your videos on YouTube or TikTok. This tells you directly what content is hitting the mark and what's maybe falling flat. It's real-time feedback.
So you can adjust your strategy based on what actually works.
Precisely. And don't forget competitive analysis. We touched on it with Copilot, but digging deeper manually too. Studying what successful artists are doing, their marketing, their release cadence, their collaborations. Learn from the best.
Okay. And the research also mentioned getting direct feedback, like polls.
Yes, so valuable. Using things like Instagram story polls or maybe simple Google Form surveys. Ask your fans directly, what do they want to hear? What kind of merch would they buy? What do they think of the new single?
Just ask them. Makes sense.
It really does. And even search engine data can be insightful.
How so?
Using tools like Google Keyword Planner. See what terms people actually type into Google when they're looking for music like yours. Are they searching for sad acoustic songs or upbeat indie bands? Knowing that helps you tailor your website content, your descriptions.
So people searching for that stuff are more likely to find you.
Exactly. And finally, probably the most direct data, the analytics from streaming platforms themselves.
Spotify, Apple Music.
Yeah. Spotify for Artists, Apple Music for Artists. They show you exactly which songs are getting played most, where in the world people are listening, which playlists are driving streams. That's gold standard info.
Wow. Okay. So it really is a combination. AI for speed and breadth, and these other tools for depth and specifics.
That's the ideal approach, yes. A multi-pronged strategy to truly understand who you're trying to reach.
Now, the research did call out a few specific tools that are particularly good for this deeper music audience research. Maybe we can quickly touch on those.
Sure. GWI was mentioned. That one provides really deep insights into global consumer habits, even psychographics like attitudes, values, lifestyles. Goes way beyond basic demos.
So you might find out your listeners are really into, I don't know, sustainable fashion or something.
Potentially, yeah. Which could spark ideas for partnerships or content angles you'd never have thought of otherwise.
Cool. Chartmetric came up too. Sounds music specific.
It is. Chartmetric is a powerhouse analytics tool designed for the music industry. Track streaming data, social media buzz, playlist ads, audience demographics. Really comprehensive view of an artist's digital footprint.
Okay. And Vibrate. Similar.
Similar, yes. Vibrate also offers detailed analytics on music trends, fan engagement across platforms, streaming performance. Another strong tool for digging into the data.
And then the ones we sort of mentioned already, Google Trends and Keyword Planner.
Still fundamental. Great for spotting those rising topics and understanding search behavior. Can't overlook Google.
And the built-in analytics on social platforms.
Absolutely vital. Instagram insights, Facebook analytics, TikTok, YouTube. Getting that data right from the source where you're posting content.
Makes sense. Brandwatch and Meltwater were listed for social listening.
Right. Those are more advanced platforms for really digging into online conversations, tracking brand mentions, understanding audience sentiment in detail. Serious social listening tools.
And lastly, back to the streaming platform's own tools.
Spotify for Artists and Apple Music Analytics. Essential for tracking your actual streaming performance, listener locations, playlist impact. Direct from the source.
So a whole toolkit available, really.
Definitely. Using a smart mix of these lets you build a really rich, detailed picture of your audience and where you fit in the bigger music world.
Okay, so let's circle back to Copilot specifically. If we were to summarize the key benefits we've discussed for using it in music marketing, what would they be?
Well, to recap, it's definitely a time saver for generating social media content ideas, captions, hashtags, even drafting targeted ad copy. That's a big one.
Right.
Then there's the website optimization piece, helping with artist bios, press releases, those SEO meta descriptions to improve visibility. Mm-hmm. It offers that AI-powered assistance for initial audience research, spotting trends, checking out competitors quickly.
Getting a lay of the land.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It can help with email marketing, drafting newsletters, suggesting calls to action, and even providing that starting point for visual content ideas, like album covers or video storyboards.
So efficiency seems to be a major theme.
Huge theme. Boosting efficiency across a lot of different marketing tasks, which ultimately frees up artists and their teams to focus more on the music itself and on building those genuine fan connections.
Which, again, is the core goal. It sounds like, used smartly, Copilot can really help musicians punch above their weight in the digital space.
I think that's a good way to put it. It can help amplify your efforts, create more engaging campaigns, and just generally elevate your whole music marketing game in what is, let's face it, a very crowded online world.
So wrapping up this deep dive, we've seen Microsoft Copilot in Edge isn't just some generic AI. It has some genuinely practical applications for music marketing.
Yeah, from creating content to doing initial research, it's surprisingly versatile.
But it's also clear that the real magic happens when you combine that AI efficiency with the deeper insights you get from dedicated audience research methods and analytics tools.
Absolutely. It's that blend, the speed and scale of AI, plus the detailed understanding from specific data that really empowers musicians today. It helps you connect better, navigate the industry.
Navigate this constantly shifting digital landscape, which kind of leaves us with a final thought to mull over.
Mm-hmm.
How might this kind of readily available AI assistance fundamentally change the relationship between artists and their audiences moving forward? It's definitely something interesting to consider, whether you're making music or just listening. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
This is a spokesperson for the G-Ray Records Music Network. Don't forget to subscribe to our audio newsletter located on the G-Ray Records Music Network at n1m.com/G-Ray Records Enjoy the music.